Good morning, we're continuing to talk about Hilchos Shabbos Klal Aleph, Siman Tes, and we're talking about the fasting, a person who's fasting on Erev Shabbos. So he discusses the situation of a yard site. So the halacha goes like this. Let's just say it over outside, that if the first year that his yard site falls out, parents passed away, and then the first year where it fell out on Erev Shabbos. So he does not complete the tainus. And since the person, the first time he's undertaken to do this tainus on Erev Shabbos, he did not complete the tainus. So every time it falls out on Erev Shabbos, he does not need to complete the tainus. And as soon as he comes home from shul, even if it's not nightfall yet, he is allowed to eat. If, however, the first time that he fasts this fast, so the first yard site was during the week, it was on a weekday. So obviously in that situation, a person who's following the minig to fast, completed the full fast all the way till nightfall. So he's undertaken to do this tainus all the way to nightfall. So now when it comes Erev Shabbos, he has a chiyuv to complete the tainus all the way till nightfall. So that's what he says a person should do, depending on how it came out the first year. However, he says if a person feels weak from the tainus, he can be lenient and not complete the tainus. And then the next thing that he suggests is a person should be matur neder. A person's matur the neder, even though he's undertaken to do this. He never said that he's being makabel with the full language of neder. He just did it. It's, and a davar Torah, which a person does, gets a halachic status of a neder. A person does a davar Torah, something which is an appropriate thing to do, with something which is a good mitzvah to do. If a person does it three times, even with no intent to continue it, so it becomes a neder midr abanan, that a person should continue it. Or, if he does it one time, with intent to continue, he did not make a neder, he started doing something, he came up with a good mitzvah, he said, you know, I want to do this, and I want to really do this on a regular basis. And did not speak up the neder, did not make a kabbalist neder, just did it with intent to continue, it becomes a neder mirabbanan, a person is mechuyav to continue. You can be matur neder. So, a person who fasted on the yard site, even the person never spoke out, even one time already, they fasted with intent to continue. So that gets a halachic status of a neder. So the Chayyarim says the solution is be matur neder. A person, once he's matur the neder, so then they come, obviously before the tainus comes out, and this way when tainus comes, he can, does not need to complete the tainus all the way till nightfall. Just expanding this concept of entering into Shabbos in a state of discomfort. A person should not enter into Shabbos in a state of discomfort. The Arizal was known that Arizal would sleep on Erev Shabbos, because entering into Shabbos in a state of exhaustion is also inappropriate. It's also being meuna. It's being meuna not from hunger, but from exhaustion. So a person would have the opportunity to shut their eyes on Erev Shabbos for a few moments, which will rejuvenate them, and therefore they will enter Shabbos rested and be able to enjoy the Shabbos properly. That would be appropriate as well under the umbrella of this concept of the Chazal discouraged one from entering the Shabbos in a state of inui. Similarly, if a person has something which is on their mind and they can take a few minutes to take it off of their mind and relax about it, that would seem to be appropriate as well. Chazal understood the importance of entering the Shabbos in a state of mind where one is ready to enjoy the Shabbos physically and emotionally. So all that goes into this idea we're mentioning of Kavod Shabbos by preparing to do so, and then Onik Shabbos when a person actually enjoys the Shabbos under the circumstances. Have a good day.